Book of Matthew, chapter 26, and the 6th verse. Bible said there, "Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment, and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, 'To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor.' When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, 'Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her." Amen. That verse number 8 there, the Bible said, "But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, 'To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor.' When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, 'Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always.'" Amen. Read just a little bit real quickly. Book of Romans chapter 11 and the 25th verse there. Another very familiar scripture, I'm sure, to every one of us. Romans chapter 11, verse number 25. Bible said here, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." Amen. "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part it's happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." Would you stretch your hands one more time? We need the Lord to touch us and help us. Precious Lord and loving Savior, oh, I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for your presence. I stand before you, Lord, realizing my inability. I stand before you realizing, Lord, that I cannot do anything without your help. And I know that it's your will and your desire to move among us tonight. I pray you touch every heart, every life, every soul. Meet with us in these altars, Lord. Season our speech with your grace and your anointing, and we thank you for it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen. Get the Lord to help us. I love to try to preach to us from that 8th verse in Matthew 26, the last part of it, where the Bible said the disciples speaking to the Lord said, "To what purpose is this waste?" Amen. To what purpose is this waste? Jeremiah said in one place, a very familiar scripture, I'm sure, to us, when Jeremiah said, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved." Amen. The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. Start out reading here in the book of Matthew, and the time of Jesus right here in this chapter is a drawing to a close. It ain't going to be much longer, and He's going to be betrayed into the hands of sinners. And he's going to be tried falsely. He's going to be falsely accused, and they're going to convict him to death. And he's going to die on Mount Calvary. And the Bible said here that while he was in this place, in the leper, Simon the leper's house, here came with him to him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment. And the Bible said that she broke this box and she poured it upon the Lord's head and anointed him as he sat at meat. And when the disciples saw this, the Bible said they had great indignation. And they said that this could have been sold for so much money and given to the poor. I don't guess their intentions were altogether bad. For the Bible did say in the judgment of the last day that there'll be some that said, "We've done many mighty works in thy name." Just like Brother Nichols was telling us this morning, about next week they're going to go down there to downtown Columbus and hand out plates of food. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's people that does it all over the United States of America. I believe it's in Atlanta, Georgia. There's one man that for years he has had a special day on Thanksgiving. His name slips me right now. And he has a special day. And he rents a huge building. And he takes in food and donations to help buy the food for every homeless person in the city of Atlanta and those surrounding areas. Maybe they'll even go out and bus them in and bring them to that place. What the disciples are desiring to do in itself is not bad. And it's not altogether an awful thing. They're saying this could have been sold for a lot of money. And we could have clothed some poor people. We could have fed some poor people. We could have helped somebody maybe get a house. Maybe somebody keep their lights on. And maybe do this and do that and help families in a great way. And the Bible said they looked and said, "To what purpose is this great waste?" And we must understand the ministry of Jesus Christ. It was not a long period of time. Just a few short years that the Lord was there ministering to His people. We think about John the Revelator, and we think about Paul the Apostle. He went to Italy, and he went to Rome, and he went to all sorts of countries carrying this gospel. But Jesus Christ, He stayed right there in that little nation of Israel. I looked it up today. It is some 8,000 square miles in that little country. And you remember one writer said, if all the things that the Lord done had have been written in books, this world could not contain the books that would have been written. And all of that was done in such a small place. All of that was done right around Jerusalem, right around Judea, right around Nazareth. And the disciples are saying, this is a great waste. But they don't see the greatest waste of all. There's a winding down the life of Jesus, the opening of the eyes, the healing of the lepers, the raising of the dead. They're winding down of them seeing Him say, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." They're wasting those days, wasting those services. They're worried about the poor when that very well could be the last service that they're ever in with Jesus Christ Himself. Oh, I feel the good Holy Ghost. I hope I can preach what's on my heart here tonight. We see people doing missionary work in so many countries today. I mean, going to Mexico, going to all kinds of places. I guess every nation on the earth is having the gospel brought to them. And we can see that. I heard just recently about a man that felt led, I think, got called, I believe it's to the Philippines or something like that, and fixing to carry the gospel there. But we never hardly hear about somebody saying, it's laid on my heart to go to Israel and preach the gospel. I've known a lot of preachers that went in a little group to tour it and to see the places where the Lord was at, where He's born, where He died, where He walked and done all these things. And they may even preach, but it's usually to their little group of tourists. But as a whole, you don't hear about a revival after revival after revival, and a missionary going here and a missionary going there. Paul wrote and said that blindness in part has happened to Israel. We really don't realize how precious our eyesight is until it's gone. Just seeing a tree we take for granted. I remember when I got glasses, Sister Hampton, seeing them little cuckaberries. It just amazed me. Well, I'd never seen them before in that clearness. And Paul is saying, Gentiles, listen. You don't know how precious what you've got is. You're having service after service where God's Spirit dwells, where He's a knocking and He's a dealing and He's a calling. But my country, it breaks my heart. Right now, they're in blindness, but it wasn't that way always. They was with Him day after day, but they wasted service after service. I'd love to tell us, don't waste conviction on your heart. Answer it. Come and let God help us. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. One man said, we are without excuse. One man said, we are inexcusable. One man said, repent and be converted when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Hear me just a little while. One man said, this thing was not done in a corner. How often? Oh, didn't the Lord say that? How often? He wept over Israel and said, how often would I have gathered you together? I can't tell you the number of times that I came and I knocked upon your heart's door. Like the young man, the Bible said, and Jesus seen him, loved him. And then he came to him and said, Master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus told him, and the Bible said, that man went away grieved, for he had much possessions. He was looking at like the disciples. They have wasted this box of very precious ointment. We've got poor people that need to be fed. And Jesus, no doubt, I feel like with tears in His heart, He said, the poor, you're always going to have with you. And you may not understand this, but me, He have not always. There's coming a day very soon. My lips are going to be silenced. And Joseph of Arimathea, you may weep for my body, but I can't touch you. You may weep for my body, but I can't preach to you. Hear me, church. I'm trying to preach to us about the great waste. How often has He dealt with us? How often has He shown us America is a gospel place where the message is preached day after day, but we'll not have that always. One rider looked out and he said, listen, there's coming a famine in the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a famine of thirst for water. There's coming a famine for the hearing of the Word of God. That to Israel, that was impossible. They really thought he's going to ever be with us. They really thought his ministry and his kingdom is going to be set up right here in Israel. And that scripture, and I've always looked at it this way. I feel like the Lord dealt with me on this way. When the Bible said of Judas, he said, the Bible said, and when he saw that he was condemned, he went out and hanged himself. I don't think it's saying when he saw that Judas was condemned. I believe it's saying when Judas saw that the gavel was dropped and they said, guilty as charged, he shall be hanged on a tree. When Judas heard those words in his heart, he said, oh no, I've messed up. I ain't going to get to hear him preach anymore. For you remember in his trial, the Bible says an ox led to the slaughter, or as a sheep is dumb before her shears, so he opened not his mouth. Please preach to me. I've got things in my heart that need to get washed. Please give me an altar call. But the Bible said he opened not his mouth. And that's what he's saying. You can help the poor. You can clothe them. You can feed them anytime. But now, today, it's a day of salvation, and this feeling, this conviction, this drawing, you will not have always. In the very beginning, God said, my spirit, my spirit shall not always strive, shall not always wrestle, shall not always knock, shall not always pull, shall not always bring the tear to an eye, shall not always make somebody squirm in a pew, shall not always make the palms sweaty. There is some that at one time they moved under the preaching, but now they can sit under any kind of preaching, any message, a message being given out by the Holy Ghost, and they can sit there and never feel uncomfortable. They can sit there and never feel a tug. They can sit there and never feel a pull. And that's what the Lord is saying. This woman's not wasting. She is doing the best thing that can be done. As it was of Mary, when Martha said, tell her to help me. And Jesus said, she has chosen the one thing that is needful, and it shall not be taken away from her. Don't let this harvest end. Don't let this summer pass without you finding what you need from God. Hear me. When Ruth and Naomi came home, the Bible said it was in the beginning of barley harvest. But if you don't gather food, that harvest is going to end before you know it. The Bible tells us why the slothful man goes hungry. The Bible said just a little sleep, just a little slumber, just a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come. Because you wasted the day that you could work. You remember the Bible said in another place, work while it's day, for the night cometh. That's just as much Bible as heaven is. For the night cometh when no man shall be able to work. I'll read about a time when the Bible said they'll look for it and cannot find it. And they'll search for it and won't be able to find it. I read in one place where the Lord said, because I have called and ye have refused, because I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. He said, therefore, when your fear cometh as desolation, he said, I will mock. He said, they'll seek for me, but they'll not find me. He'll hide himself on the right. You can ask Job, if God hides himself, you cannot find
find him. But while he's open, while he's a calling, while he's a seeking, don't waste this chance. Don't waste this opportunity. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how often would I have gathered you together as a hen doth her brood? But right now, my eyes shall behold that hill where I'll hang, and might I see somebody that will be blind. But right now, they can't see. And while you can, answer him, meet with him, give your heart to him.
Jacob had some of the sweetest sleep that a man could ever have. I feel the Holy Ghost. He's full of problems. He's full of bad situations. And he comes to a certain place. Bible don't give it a name. Just said Jacob lighted upon a certain place. And he laid down and he went. And while he slept, God got to dealing with his heart. He said, I seen a ladder, and it stretched from earth all the way to heaven. He said, it was the gate to heaven. He said, it was the house of God. He said, I saw angels ascending and descending upon it. And the Bible said, and he awoke. I want you to understand, when he woke up, he never saw an angel. When he woke up, for he even said, Lord, if you'll bring me back to this place in one piece, I'll believe you. He woke up and said, surely, surely, the Lord was in this place. But where is he at now? Hear me just a little while. Have you ever seen somebody? Surely. God has dealt with me before. Surely he's pulled at my heart in the past. And you might look at them and say, there ain't no way. There ain't no way. It may look like they've never known, never seen, never been around, never been aware. But Paul looked at Timothy and he said, Timothy, you may not want to admit it, but I know that it's in you. I know it's in there. I am persuaded that it is in you. It was in your mama. It was in your grandmother. And I'm persuaded that it's in you as well. And while you're feeling it, don't neglect it. While you're feeling it, stir it up while you're feeling it. Hey, I wish Jacob in his sleep would have knelt down in that vision and said, Lord, while you're here, I need a change. I don't want to be Jacob. I don't want to be a deceiver. I don't want to be lost. Save me. Change my name. While he's dealing, that's the time to call. While he's dealing, that's the time to seek him. When I've been saved, if he's pulling at your heart, I'd pray again. I'd seek him again until he helps me.
I gotta hurry.
Now blindness in part. Oh, there ain't nobody in Israel that don't know the name Jehovah. They're not completely blind. But that's the problem. All they have is a book knowledge. That's the problem. If they die today without knowing him in here, it don't really matter if they know him up here. There ain't nobody in Israel that don't know God more, I guess, than any of us. For so much has happened. I feel the Holy Ghost. The Lord spoke. And he said, if the works had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah that have been done in you, they would have repented a long time ago. But daily he stands at the door. And they may have only had one opportunity.
Nineveh had one message from one man coming and saying, repent, for God's going to destroy this place for the wickedness that's in it. And the Bible said the king called a fast, and he put on sackcloth himself, and he told everybody in the land, don't let a cow eat, don't let a horse eat, don't let a sheep eat, and don't let a baby eat, and don't let a mom or a dad, anybody eat, until we touch the Lord. For that man's preaching, I want this feeling to get away before I start praying. Hear me just a little while. That's why it's so important. While the ladder is stretched from your heart, while the ladder is stretched from your soul up to heaven, you need to start climbing. You need to start going. You need to start pressing before blindness in part has happened. There's been many car wrecks and accidents in the hospital. They're saying, oh God, but it was blindness in part. It ain't that they didn't know Him, but they left the time. The summer ended. The harvest passed, and they were not saved. Once a year, at a certain season, an angel would descend, trouble the water. While the water was troubled, is when healing took place. Didn't matter if you went swimming till from dawn to dusk, if the water wasn't troubled, you'd still be a leper. Joab ran to the church and he grabbed the horns of the altar. He's a man out there with a sword. And he wants Joab. His name is Benaiah. He wants Joab. And Joab said, I ain't letting go. But you know what? It was blindness in part. There wasn't no fire falling on that altar that day. You remember Saul's desperate cry? Samuel, come here. Samuel, come back from the dead and talk to me. For the Lord don't answer me. The Lord don't hear me. Prophets don't talk to me. But it wasn't always that way. It wasn't always that way, Sister Hampton. He did have prophets come to him. God did send him messages. God did deal with his heart. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I can read of a time where Samuel got on his face and he cried and he wept. He ain't crying for himself. He's a crying, oh, help Saul. Oh, help Saul. Get a hold of his heart. But there's a time that God tried and God tugged and he pushed it aside. And in his death, he was completely blind. He was a-praying, but there was no answer. It is bad to be blind in part. Stand with us if my wife will give us a song. The worst blindness is part blindness. Jesus touched a man one day, anointed his eyes. He said, what do you see? He said, I see men as trees walking. But he wasn't satisfied. Touch me again. I don't want to go through life seeing this way. And he touched him again. You see, it's important. If you need another touch, you better get his attention before he leaves that city. Because that city where he lived was one of them that the Lord said, there'll be nothing else done in this place. You remember how he healed him? The Bible said he took him by the hand and led him out of the city. He ain't doing nothing else in that city. They've already seen so much. The disciples were on a boat in a storm. I ain't going to keep you standing alone. And it was bad. They knew they was fixing to die. And the Bible said, Jesus cometh unto them, walking on the water, and he would have passed by them.
His purpose in walking on the water was for them. And He was walking right toward them. But He would have walked right on by them if they hadn't cried to Him. And if they would have let Him get by, I feel in my heart they would have sunk that day. Don't let Him pass by you. Don't let Him pass by you. Get His attention while He's here. Don't let the summer pass us. Don't let the harvest end right here in this church until you get in. While my wife sings and the Holy Ghost is settling in this place. If you feel like you need to pray, come on. Come on down here. Regardless of who you are or what you know, come on down here. Let the Lord help you. Don't let this service pass without us at least coming and acknowledging you're in this place. Let me climb this ladder while my wife sings, come. Everyone that will, would you like to come and get His attention? Don't pass me. The poor we'll always have with us. Problems we're always going to have. Situations we're always going to have. But Him, we have not always. For His Spirit will not always strive with man. Oh, let's talk to Him. Let's talk to Him. Let's talk to Him. Oh, touch my life. Touch my heart. Deal with me as only You can. Seek Him, friends. Seek Him with all that is within you. Don't let this service pass you. Don't let this altar call pass you. Get what you need from the Lord. Get what you need from the Almighty. Find His help. Find His strength. Oh, let Him do a work in your heart. Let Him do a work in your life. Let Him do a work in your soul. Oh, don't pass me.
Just like You, I long to be.
Don't pass me,
to stand alone.
Let me get Your attention while You're in the house.
Lord,
oh, before I wake up and You're gone, let me receive what I need to receive. Before I wake up, God, I've got to say it. Surely the Lord was in that place. And I didn't know it.
This
and I didn't receive it. And I didn't have it. And I felt not happy. I'm satisfied.
Just
we don't have to leave that way. We don't have to leave that way.